Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Women face unique challenges when starting a business, from getting a loan to getting taken seriously in the marketplace. Women start businesses half as often as men, but studies suggest female entrepreneurs are a less risky investment. As part of an ongoing examination of entrepreneurship in Northeast Ohio, WKSU's Explore Radio intern Lucas Mazzera looks at the role women play in the startup economy.
For candy lovers looking to satisfy a craving, a shop in Richmond Heights is worth a stop. All City Candy sells sweets from big brands like M&M's and Jelly Bellies to chocolate treats made in-house. Elizabeth Sapel is the founder and CEO.
It's the thing that made people smile. So I thought, okay, if I can make people happy and it's colorful, you know what, let's give this candy store thing a shot.
Sapel has known since childhood she wanted to start her own business. Her father had owned and operated his own grocery store, but he preferred his daughter focus on starting a family instead of a business. She did start a family, 6 kids and a husband to be exact, but that didn't dampen her entrepreneurial spirit.
It's challenging, I will be honest with you. There are times, it's all the time, that this business is like my 9th child, okay? And I will tell you, this 9th child of mine, gets more attention than my other 6 kids.
Juggling the role as a caretaker at home and running a business is a reality that many women face. Carmela Williams, director of the Women in Entrepreneurship Program at the Youngstown Business Incubator, helps female entrepreneurs find that balance.
They wait until their kids are grown, and then they pursue their dreams. They might have elderly parents who they're caring for, plus, you know, waiting for the kids to get out of high school and go to college. The class I have now, you know, they've waited for all these things. They have less responsibilities, so to speak, and now they're actually going after their dreams.
Williams says it often means starting a business later in life.
I'm saying 50 is like the new 30.
Motherhood can delay the age at which women launch their entrepreneurial careers, but those maternal instincts can help them care about their businesses in ways men don't. For Sapel, that means blurring the line between her duties at home and All City Candy.
Yes, I definitely feel a maternal instinct. I lay awake worrying all the time, just like I do when my kids are having a rough day or struggling with something. It's hard to turn it off.
Sapel credits some of her success to her husband's support, but other men have not been quite as encouraging.
I remember another business owner said to me, "Oh, is this your hobby?"
She kept her cool in the moment. But then,
as soon as we walked away, I said to my husband, I'm like, is he freaking kidding me? If anybody knows me, I don't do anything as a hobby. When I do something, I go 100% in.
Run-ins with her male counterparts didn't stop there, though. When trying to open her second shop in Mentor, her commercial bank was hesitant to give her a loan.
When I went to open a second location, I really thought it was going to be difficult getting another loan. Since the first bank that I got this loan from said no, and I'm like, oh my God. And they weren't even taking me seriously.
It took enlisting the help of a loan broker to pitch Sapel's business plan in order for her to get enough capital to expand All City Candy. The broker got Sapel the funding she needed, but his service came at a fee of 1% of her total loan value. While Sapel is frustrated by how women are treated as business owners, Case Western Reserve University's Roman Sharameta finds bias against women is common. His colleagues conducted a study where a man and a woman were each given a relatively simple task to complete, and people bet on who would more effectively accomplish it. Sharameta says the bettors favored men.
Not surprisingly, people would just put more investment into men. You know, there's that bias. Men are going to get more than women because they're perceived better than women.
Sharameta argues that from a lender's perspective, he would bet on a woman over a man.
She already overcame tons of, you know, prejudice and biases that go against her. So usually these women are that are selected to present these ideas, they're already, you know, not only the best, but also went through a lot of things they had to conquer a lot of things.
Sapel knows she's a safe bet.
I constantly work on a weekly, monthly basis to improve myself as an entrepreneur solely to grow this business.
Sapel has one word for how women can successfully compete in a tilted marketplace: passion. I'm Lucas Mazzera, 89.7 WKSU.
This is part of an ongoing Explore Radio series examining entrepreneurship in Northeast Ohio. Find more online at WKSU.org.